Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided tour through the junk drawer of John Sung's brain. Hi, John.
Hi, Besha.
How's your brain?
Good. I think my brain right now is reasonable. How is yours?
Pretty good. It's where it's supposed to be.
Excellent.
It's spending a lot of time. I can spoil this because this won't come out until after I've given this talk.
Yes.
I'm giving a talk that I'm setting up as history of modern aircraft and then jumping into talking about the Nachthexen. German night witches who flew under cover of darkness in very slow, very rickety planes and terrified the shit out of the Germans.
It's
going to be so great.
As a person who has done some minimal internet reading about night witches, I wish that I could be there for this talk. I bet it's going to be great.
Tuesday night, odds one.
I think I have plans.
That'll date this podcast, but that's all right.
You know what? That ain't nothing.
Ain't nothing.
What have I been up to lately, actually?
I just want to tell our listeners that you're looking at your phone to figure out what you've been up to.
Well,
recently.
Yes.
And I do that too.
Yeah, and all of my, it's funny actually how much of my life is contained in various Evernotes. As it turns out, I learned a thing, which is that not all of us on this earth are lucky enough to be blessed with Indian food pizza. Like, we
right.
who live in the Bay Area, there's at least three places I can think of the top
right.
of my head where you could get it. But I guess in other parts of the country, I mean, I've got friends in, like, D.C. and Philly who are like, what's Indian food pizza? Like, major cities where, like, it's baffling to
Aww.
Me. So, yeah.
I have to say, I didn't actually encounter it until I lived in a neighborhood that had a place.
Yeah, maybe
it's just the Bay Area.
It could be, which is really a shame. For those of you who happen to not live in the Bay Area, how would we describe Indian food pizza? Is basically, it's like you've got
the dough. That's exactly what it sounds
like.
Yeah, there's the crust. There's, I mean, the version I like is where there's like the tikka masala sauce,
mm-hmm.
and there's
yeah.
cheese, mm-hmm. and then there's chicken, and it's great. Sometimes there's like lumps of paneer. Good times. Good times.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah. But, you know, I mean, to those of you who are not able to experience this, I am sorry. And I don't know what else to say about that.
We feel bad.
Yeah. It's true.
We're bad and we should feel bad.
Wait. I think else. That means it is time to introduce our guest. Our guest who, I mean, I'm not going to lie. When I first thought up the idea for this podcast, you were on the short list of people that I definitely wanted to have on.
I'm honored.
Because you're just that.
Rad.
That fucking rad, yes.
No pressure. Thanks, John.
My Dance friend, movie. Our friend.
Never.
Our friend Kelly. How would you describe yourself to anyone who did not already know you somehow?
Confused. I don't know. I work at a science museum and I talk about history stuff and I take a lot of photos and just nerd about town, I think, is the general designation on that.
You have fish with clever fish names.
I do. I really do. Ho Chi Minh is my favorite. Shortly followed by my new shrimp who is named Joan Crawfish.
That one's good too.
That one's pretty good.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, I think it might be time to begin.
All right.
For those of you who are new to the show, I have been writing down all of my stray ideas for the past literal decade or so, and I've accumulated hundreds of ideas that I have done nothing with, and so I think it's time to release them into the world with the help of my excellent friends. So the way we're doing that is we're just sitting my excellent friends down in front of the idea vault, which they get to sort of page through and just point out anything that they either find interesting or are very confused by.
There
and
over
we can
600
talk through.
Of them.
And remember, if you hear an idea you'd like to do, I think you should do it. I would just like credit.
I would like a cut, please.
Yes.
I would like to encourage you. That's all I really want. I just want you to be happy.
Aww.
The
nicest guest we've had.
I have simple needs.
Do you have an idea you would like to discuss?
I feel like I really need to start with the Jonas Brothers reality show.
Ah, very good, yes. Line 38. The idea, I mean, really honestly, the thing about that is that the sum total of the idea is in the notes for that particular one, which is just that at the end of the show, the winner is legally adopted into the Jonas family.
Whether they like it or not.
Yes, exactly. And see, the thing is that I don't know what shape the competition should take. I don't know how many episodes
it
goes.
Do they have to sing?
Would there be multiple seasons?
You're gonna have a lot of Jonas Brothers.
That's what I'm. Yeah,
and sisters.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Can there be Jonas sisters?
Oh, good question.
I don't know. That'd be a question for their brand manager.
Extreme Jonas parents.
Yeah.
Jonas cousins.
Jonas cousin.
Jonas step-in-laws.
Tio Jonas.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, all of these sound like possible. Yeah, but that was all I had. I don't know. I mean, like, what extra talents do you think they would want? Like, do they need a Jonas brother to just carry the stuff?
Are they trying to? My question is, are they trying to make the family more functional or more dysfunctional? Because I feel like
you go either way.
I mean, personally, I would watch the dysfunctional version a lot more.
These are all good questions. All right. I have no answers for you.
And what's their version of congratulations when somebody does something right? Do they have some catchy Jonas-themed phrase to indicate approval?
Probably. I admit to not knowing enough.
Yeah, not a clue.
Yeah. Somebody out there... See, that's the point, though. We put this idea out there. Somebody else will pick it up and run with it.
We've got people for that.
Exactly.
That's you guys.
Exactly.
One of my favorite things about the museum that I work at is we have stuffed zebras, which is awesome. But the company that taxidermied them is called the Jonas Brothers.
What? For Bob and Dave Jonas?
Yeah, basically what you want. They're still in business, as a matter of fact. You can still buy taxidermy from the Jonas Brothers. They're a thriving firm.
That's
someone
incredible.
Out there collects them specifically for the name.
I'm gonna start, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Alright. Lovecraft names for illnesses.
Ah, okay, yes. Line 41. I think that I feel like we could restore some of the, I don't know, some of that old-timey luster to life. If instead of just regular, you know, like, oh, you've got cryptosporidiosis, or you've got an MRSA. Like, if we gave diseases names like you have the crawling chaos.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you have the whisperer in darkness.
The unspeakable terror.
Yeah, exactly. That was all that was. I mean,
I was thinking, just reading a book that mentioned a lot of illnesses, so my thought was like Cthulhuremia. But your idea is like really much better.
You have Yog-Sothoth syndrome.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
The gibbering squeamies.
Now I'm just picturing what that entails.
Oh,
I don't want that syndrome. I don't. Go back. Nobody wants that syndrome.
You were a victim of the goat with 1,000 boils.
Oh god, we're so close to madness right now.
But we can agree that, I mean, you know, the thing is that we would, as a society, we would have to settle on the because, you know, if we name a disease the crawling chaos, mm-hmm. we would need to make sure that everybody, that there were no other diseases that were also called that. You know what
right.
I mean? Like,
oh, right.
as a common name, like, yeah, we would need to get that locked in somehow.
I'm not going to lie. Crawling chaos sounds a little to me like, you know, the camp fever. It's like 5 different things. We don't really know. We don't know how medicine works.
Exactly.
It's like these little spirits on the wind that get you sick.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, they're not in the wind anymore. There was a study that just came out. They're in the water now.
Oh, it's an imbalance of the humors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The humors.
Oh.
Humors are in the waters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something?
Or perhaps your phlogiston was cursed.
Yeah, probably. It's been acting up, so. Probably.
I'm just saying.
Non-Euclidean joint syndrome. Okay. The joints be non-Euclidean, something's going on. <Yeah. laughs>
Oh. I'm supposed to be doing that.
Oh, no.
It's definitely not supposed to bend that way.
All right, I'm skipping ahead here to...
Oh, please, yes. I mean, feel free to skip all over the place. There's literally 600 over 600.
You realize I have the attention span of... I can't even think of something. I'm sure my attention span is...
fair.
But, line 56 here, it just says, "Scientist Jolly Roger," and in the notes field, it says, "accompanies the science dirigible."
Oh, and I'm wearing my science ring.
Yes,
it's true. I had this vision for a dirigible that, with the word science sort of, you know, written on the side, that, how best to describe this? It roams the country, and wait, wherever the, science
the
is
dirigible?
Needed, yeah.
Okay. Wherever, so the Jolly Roger,
they kind of like,
seas.
Yeah, it's the, you know, like the dirigible sort of hovers overhead,
in.
And then, yeah, you know, zip lines get dropped down and they kind of like rappel down. You know, like whether it's to perform research or to provide,
tell people that they're wrong,
yes,
because science,
yes, or to provide backup to somebody who needs, yeah, like sort of like the backing of scientists.
So they just like drop down and rewrite all the copy at the Creation Museum.
Yeah, something like that. Yes, but they need. But the thing is,
by
yes,
God, so, I tell you, it's this.
Yeah.
Science backs me up. Whoosh. We do.
Yes, exactly. They appear flying. That's the thing. They have to fly the scientist Jolly Roger. So there needs to be like a flag that symbolizes that sort of piratical kind of approach to science and science education.
Test tubes. Yeah, it's totally cross test tubes. Is it like a flask and cross test tubes?
Yes, but I feel like that limits it to the chemistry, the chemistry and biology, basically. Like, can we get? Is there some way to get physics in there? Like, what if the skull is like a?
Can we do like DNA in there somewhere?
Calipers.
Well, okay. Well, you know, like the UN symbol. It's got those crossed laurels at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Like, what if those are like a strand of DNA and a strand of RNA, and then I don't know, like the, you know, like the classical atom with the whirling buddies. Like, what if that takes is where the skull would normally go?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then we need two things also. I mean, do we? That's the thing. I would bet you that there was a graphic designer out there somewhere who would be happy to take this.
Create the science, Jolly Roger.
Yeah.
That's what we have listeners for.
Exactly.
I feel like between us, we know somebody who would make that for us if we, like, bought them beer.
That is also
true. Yeah, I can think of, like, five people.
We could,
possibly cider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's true. We have a fairly... I mean, you work at a hive of those.
I do.
Scientists, but not designers.
None of them can draw, as far as I know.
Is that what scientists
come in? One
hives?
Of them can draw.
Indeed.
Yeah, no, that's the collective noun. It's a hive of scientists.
Perfection.
Yeah, pretty sure.
All right. Well, that was idea number 56.
Excellent. Excellent. Where's...
we skipped the...
There's two. World of Bullshit. And right below it is World of Bullshit spinoff.
Relationship.
So...
World of Bullshit is a YouTube series where somebody just kind of like... In the vein of like a D News, because, you know, like there are maybe like five... 2 to 5 minute segments about one thing in the world that is bullshit. So I would have one, for instance, the fact that if you are at a deli, I don't know about your feelings around mayonnaise, but I fucking hate mayonnaise. And so you know, like, you'll go to a deli, right? It's true.
You just don't trust condiments.
I do.
Wait, what about mustard?
Mustard, ketchup, relish, mayo, all of these things.
John does not trust them.
I'm not in. I don't want them. I don't want them near my food.
Huh.
Feel like they fuck up the flavor.
I feel like I just saw you deploy some hot sauce.
Well,
hot
yeah, hot sauce is great. Hot sauce, I like guacamole, you know, I mean, like, and it was actually brought up by other friends of mine, you know, like, I'll put soy sauce on things. I think it's specifically American condiments that I'm just not down with.
Right.
Although, I mean, it's not like as if I have a problem with creamy salad dressings as well.
Yeah, okay.
There are just some things I'm just not about. I don't want them. But so one of them is mayonnaise. And
I didn't really fit
Johnson
brand.
I am not, I think, alone in this. Like,
no.
There's definitely, but so picture the thing where you go to like a deli, right? That's got a bunch of specialty sandwiches, like the Italian
yeah.
job.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like it's got, you know, capicola and it's two other kinds of ham, and there's like three vegetables and chicken. And you're like, great, I'm gonna get that. Awesome. So they give you a sandwich that has all the things listed, but it's also got fucking mayonnaise on it.
Yeah.
And that shit was not on your goddamn menu board.
Right.
That's bullshit.
Oh,
list
okay.
it. List it on the fucking thing. So, stuff like that, where it's just like a contained... I suppose these are actually just, like, rants. But they would be very well illustrated. They might, you know, they might actually, like, a segment for this one, for instance, I might actually go to a deli that has one of these menu boards
yeah.
and just be like, hey, does that sandwich have mayo on it? And they'd be like, yeah. Be like, well, why the fuck isn't it on it? Like, you know.
Bullshit.
Yes, exactly. World of bullshit. There'd be a...
John Sung's World of Bullshit.
Exactly. There would be... So, yeah. So, that's what World of Bullshit is. But there's also a spin-off of that, which just talks about relationships and dating. Which... I will admit that I have somewhat less of a personal connection to now that I am happily married. But... keep in mind that I began collecting these ideas 10 years ago. So there were a good 7 years
there
where...
there was a lot of bullshit.
I'm sure that I... yeah, exactly. But I couldn't... I can't think of anything at the moment now.
Okay.
But a long enough... a deep enough plumb into the depths of my dating history or lack thereof might pull something up. So, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Toy parking lot?
Ah, okay. Toy parking lot.
Please note that this is CAG art.
Yes, well, so this was a thing that that will take... okay. So, I used to live in the Presidio. And where I lived in the Presidio was next to a sort of like communal, like playground type area where there was one of those kind of like playground type structures. There was a sandbox, there was a set of swings, and there was kind of like a sort of wide round asphalt area with a basketball hoop. But there were a lot of kids in this neighborhood, which, I mean, the Presidio seems to be a good place to raise kids, so if you have the money, you should do it.
Way.
You should go there. But lots of kids. And lots of kids who had, like, those little plastic tricycles and all kinds of vehicles that were just strewn all the fuck over the place. And I thought it would be very funny if I would just get some sidewalk chalk and in the middle of the night, they put on a headlamp and just kind of, like, draw... like parking spaces on the basketball court and then grab all the toys and just kind of neatly park them. I never did it. I never did it, but...
it's not too late.
Yes, exactly.
You still live in the Bay Area.
I still live, yes. I could do it. It would simply require that I be, you know, in the area...
just hanging out on a children's playground at night in the neighborhood you don't live in.
Exactly. Yeah. That, you know, that won't raise any red flags.
We should have saved that for terrible ideas.
While we're on the subject of child rearing, and I feel like this may be fairly self-explanatory, but the title is Why the Hell Not? Listed under child rearing, and in the notes field, just says question to ask yourself.
This was a piece of advice that I had gotten from a friend of mine that I just felt the need to record in my idea notebook, which is basically just like whenever a kid asks you like if they can do a thing, the first question that you should ask yourself is why the hell not? And if you can't come up with an answer, you should let the kid do that thing.
Okay. That's actually fairly profound and solid advice.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just happens.
Okay. All right. That was...
God damn it. I wish my mom had had that technique. My hair would have been pink for like decades.
Yeah. I mean, I can't promise that I would adhere to it, but it did seem like an idea.
But no, that should be a legitimate, like, why not?
Why not? Exactly.
Question to ask yourself.
Huh. Okay, this one I do not understand because I don't know what it stands for, and I'm about to be embarrassed because it's probably something everyone's gonna be like, you know what that stands for. B and E to sow subtle discord.
Ah,
breaking and entering?
Breaking and entering.
Breaking and entering! wondering, of course. I knew it was going to be.
Yeah.
Well, it was because it was listed listed under dating, and I was like, wait, is this like something that everyone else in San Francisco knows?
Mm-mm.
And I don't know about it.
So this was an idea.
Okay, Ricky and Henry. I totally know what that is.
Here's what it is. So, let's say there's a couple who are dating, and you don't want them to.
Yeah.
So what you do is you break into their house and you just rearrange a couple of things ever so slightly so that, you know, when
you
one of them is like, hey, honey.
Gaslight your friends to break them up.
Well, yeah, wow. When someone is like, hey, honey, where's the, you know, where's the can opener? It's like, oh, it's in the, you know, but you have broken in and you put it like on a fucking bookshelf somewhere.
No, it's not. It's not where you said it was. Why the fuck was it on the bookshelf? I didn't put it on the bookshelf. You must have put it on. Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
So you
that's
just keep doing that
and evil.
Until yeah. they're no longer a couple.
Wow.
Yes.
Huh.
Huh.
Idea huh. number 202.
Okay.
Once in a while, John has ideas that make his friends go... Huh.
Now I'm just like, at some point, I'm going to be dating someone, and things are going to get weird, and I'm going to call you up and be like, so John, do you actually not like this dude?
As Besha will tell you, if you
He'll
are dating
you.
A person that I... not sure why. I will simply make that opinion known.
Yep.
Now, granted, that it may be if you are dating a person that I do not enjoy, we may have to have been playing D&D with that person until 4 a.m.
yeah.
in order for my true opinion to come out.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
will come out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good to know.
This is
he doesn't weird. Need to sow subtle discord. He just needs to let you think about your own choices.
We have time for, I believe, one more.
Okay. This is another one that I feel I understand, and I just like actually really like it and kind of want to steal it. Casual dating question, and then in quotes, so have I asked you out yet? I haven't? That's ridiculous. Let's go out.
Yes.
That's just amazing.
that I believe is the most casual way to ask a person out.
Yeah.
That was if I'm remembering this correctly, I think it was my friend Lou Noble who was like, you should just say that next time. So yeah, I mean, I never used it, but it seemed good enough to record.
All right.
And that was, yeah, that was definitely, I think that was definitely Lou, actually. So, yeah.
Nice work, Lou.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job. Yeah. I'll let you know if it works.
Excellent.
Next time I meet it, someone I want to ask at.
Nice.
It'll be awesome.
We have now come to that part of the show where we get to find out from our guests if they have any ideas they would like to bring forth, or if anybody at all sitting around the table has any terrible recommendations. Kelly, do you have an idea that you've been thinking about for a while that just needs...
I'm embarrassed to say that I can't think of any right now.
That is fine. It's kind of a put you on the spot sort of thing, and that
yeah.
is that
good
is,
news.
My idea is to have a really good idea.
That's a great idea. John keeps a list of terrible recommendations. My terrible recommendation is to drink so much caffeine that you can see through time, mm-hmm. and then drink more.
Yeah.
I'm vibrating. I'm horribly susceptible to caffeine since I don't expose myself to it regularly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I feel like that's a good enough terrible recommendation, quite honestly.
I'm actually curious to hear later what time looks like when you look through it.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. Wibbly wobbly.
Oh.
Go figure.
Oh, okay. That's about what I expect, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
That about does it for this episode. Remember to go to whatever podcast service you are using to listen to this thing. And if you would, please give us a 5-star rating or its equivalent.
I'm supposed to say please rate us.
Yeah.
Subscribe, rate, review.
What I gather is that iTunes actually doesn't care what's in the reviews as long as there is a review. So, you know what? If you're writing a review, don't write a review of the podcast. Just put an idea of your own in there for somebody else to enjoy.
Yeah.
I can be found online on Twitter. I am at FerociousJ. The word ferocious, the letter J.
I am Besha, B-E-S-H-A, on Twitter.
I am at Enthusiosity, ENTHUSIOSITY. I'm not very good at spelling out loud.
You did it.
You
Yay!
Did it, though.
Yay!
Champion. And remember, if any of the ideas you've heard sound like something you want to do, you should do it. I just want credit.
And I want the cup.
I want to make you happy.
Do-do. Do-do.